Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, locked in, listening all over North America. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. Hope you watched some good football. I hope you're ready for tonight, more football. Hope you're ready for some Major League Baseball playoff action. Man, we're getting ready for NHL regular season action. There is a lot going on. And this is when the show gets started. Every weekday is 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Of course, well, we're minutes away now. The Dodgers trying to take a 2-0 series lead against the Phillies. We got Monday Night Football. Kansas City Chiefs are still alive. They could tie for a division lead in the AFC West if they beat the Jaguars. Yankees got beat around. Eagles lost to Denver. Jets lost. Of course, the Jets lost, and they did it in ugly fashion. Oh, well, Arch Manning still looks like, well, he's not good. I don't want to go overboard. He's not good. Texas is not good. Penn State is not good. We're going to talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, the in-between. We are going to do it all here over the next 4 hours. How about this? Next hour, we'll have a conversation with Mark Ross from the NFL Network. He's going to join us in about an hour and 20 minutes. Later on in the show, how about the cap that we got last night? Sunday Night Football. The New England Patriots are good again. Good for them. Looks like they got themselves a quarterback. Passing a big test in Drake May. We're going to have a conversation with Tom Carroll. He'll be here with us later on in the show from WEEI in Boston. If you want to be here now, well, you are here, but thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, on SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker if you have one, okay? We appreciate you. If you want to be a part of the show, you can call 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist on the internet. Ridiculous place at JR Sport Brief. And then amongst all the news today, what the heck? LeBron James is teasing a decision for tomorrow? He's like, decision part two coming at noon. Okay, LeBron, all right. You're going to quit? You're going to retire? You're going to let us know that you got one more year left in you? You're just going to sell us, Amazon goods. I have no idea. So we'll see what happens with LeBron James. He's already told us about another decision. Got a couple of guys who are hurt here just as we kind of start the show off. Ja Morant, how about this? This guy already got a busted up ankle. We got Amarion Hampton running back for the Chargers. We saw the Chargers take that L to Washington yesterday. He's now on injured reserve. Okay, it's not looking good. So many people are dropping like flies with the Chargers. So we got a lot to get into. 888-710-4ISN. Botcher, did you enjoy all the football this weekend?
I was enjoying it up until I decided to sit willingly through the Jets game.
Oh, you will? Nobody forced you to watch the Jets?
No, nobody forced me. I willingly sat through that, and it ruined my Sunday.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's to be expected to a certain degree. And we'll get into the New York Jets. And then even thinking about the Jets, how they lose off the field as well. I mean, yes, I think Saturday morning you wake up and find out that Mark Sanchez got stabbed in Indianapolis. Like, what's going on here? And come to find out that apparently he was the aggressor. He was looking for some trouble, and he got stabbed for his troubles. Okay, and now he's dealing with felony counts. Who would have thought Mark Sanchez would be facing time? Come on, man. Anyway, We'll get into the New York Jets and everything good and, well, not too much good, mostly bad surrounding the New York Jets. But let's talk about some good first. Congratulations to the New England Patriots. The second-year quarterback, Drake May, showed up last night, played himself, played in front of the America played in front of the country. Primetime game for the Pats. You don't get too many of those anymore since Tom Brady departed in 2019. And right now, the Patriots, it looks like they got their quarterback of the future. I mean, Patriot fans might have already known that. But for people all over the country who took a look and sat down last night and saw him help orchestrate a game-winning drive for the Patriots, you just go, okay, they're going to be here for quite some time. You already knew that bringing in Mike Vrabel was a genius idea. It didn't take a rocket scientist to you know, maybe make that decision. But he's one of the best coaches in the game. And in Tennessee Titans, I hate to say it, they look like a clown show. Look like a bunch of, well, God bless them, yesterday they won. But they still look ridiculous for letting Mike Vrabel walk out. And so the Patriots, all those years that you had Tom Brady and you had Bill Belichick, I think we're going to have a, who knows, maybe a decade, if all things, you know, go in the right way, of Drake May and Mike Vrabel. You can't dispute the fact, can't ignore the fact that yesterday as well, Stephon Diggs, he returned to Buffalo, where he played 4 years, 4 seasons, before getting moved on to the Houston Texans, and then also going down there and injuring his knee. So this is a little bit of a resurgence for Stephon Diggs. He showed up yesterday, 146 yards receiving. The Patriots are now 3-2. Buffalo Bills are 4-1. We have no more undefeated teams here in the NFL. The Eagles go down. The Bills go down. They're looking at 4-1. 23-20 was the final score. And we know leading up to the game, nobody's ever going to sit around and just tell you, oh, I'm looking for some revenge. Nobody's ever going to sit around and just say, yeah, well, I'm playing my old team. I want to bust them up. Well, after the game ended yesterday, and Stephon Diggs pretty much said, yeah, I was happy to go out there and play against my old team and get a W. Listen to Stephon Diggs.
I was excited. I kind of spoke on it a little bit, for being nostalgic, doing a drive-in. Came in a different interest this time, but, you know, I was happy about it, and I just was happy to be back playing football. It's easy to get kind of lost in the moment while you're out there, but just try to remain focused the whole time and, you know, be there for my teammates.
Well, listen, you might recall he came back from an ACL tear last year, and here he is. He's balling out already. Okay, I mean, it seems like everybody on the Houston Texans went down to injury last year, all the wide receivers, but now he's in New England. He's the veteran option for a second-year quarterback in Drake May. Drake May showed his ability to kind of escape pressure yesterday, help set up that game-winning kick. 7 touchdowns, 2 interceptions on the season for Drake May. Not turning the football over. And for the Buffalo Bills, that was their problem yesterday. Okay, they could not hold on to the football to save their damn lives. Josh Allen, last night, he said, you know what? We couldn't get nothing going. We couldn't get going.
Trying to find a rhythm and get into a good rhythm. Obviously, Dalton Kincaid played fantastic tonight. We got to carry that over and got to find a way to win that one. But again, we shouldn't have even been in it with 3 turnovers. So, that's just piss-poor offense.
No, ouch. Okay, he's not just talking about himself. He's talking about the entire team. Meanwhile, Drake May, welcome to primetime. He spoke to America. He's like, yeah, this was a good win. This was a team victory.
I took everybody in that locker room, and the guys came out, and we battled. You know, didn't play the best in the first half. The defense helped us out, and we came back offensively and got some things going, and 2-minute drive at the end, just go down and win it. That's what you want.
Yeah, that's what you want. Get used to hearing that guy's voice. I don't believe the New England Patriots all of a sudden are now going to threaten the Buffalo Bills in the AFC East. I don't think all of a sudden, just because they beat them last night, that the New England Patriots are here. We know the Buffalo Bills are Super Bowl contenders. We know the New England Patriots, they're trying to build towards being a Super Bowl contender. It may take a little while. And God bless them. Next up for the Patriots, they have an opportunity, a good one, to go 4-2 because they're going to be in New Orleans taking on the Saints. The Saints took care of the Giants yesterday, but the Giants need a whole lot of help out there, okay? The Patriots, they ain't going to be one of these 20-year runs. There will be no dynasty with these Patriots. But for Patriot fans who had to watch Tom Brady kind of get pushed out the door, they had to watch some of the worst offense and bringing in Cam Newton, struggling to go out there with Bill Belichick and Cam Newton, trying to score touchdowns. At least Patriot fans have something to be optimistic to, something to look forward to in the future. There's levels to this. There's steps that you have to take. And the Patriots, man, I'd be shocked if they win the division. I think there's a full expectation for them to compete for one of the wild card spots. Go to the postseason, get your feet wet, see what you can do. Of course, in a lot of cases, you want to hit fast with your rookie QB. You want to go out there and have as much success with your rookie quarterback before you've got to start paying this guy $50 and looks like $60 million. If Drake May continues what he's doing, he's going to be one of those guys commanding a gigantic salary. And so do I think this year is the season for the Patriots? Hell no. But I think they're going to want to strike it rich and maybe go on a run before you know it. Mike Vrabel, I think he's the man for the job. Back in New England where he played, back where he has the respect of the fan base and the organization, not with them stupid Tennessee Titans. Mike Vrabel's like, listen, our quarterback, Drake May, oh, he showed up on a Sunday night. He's the guy.
Really gutty performance from Drake. Really just continue to enjoy watching him grow and lead this football team. And, you know, it was good for us to again, would love to have a win by two scores, but being able to come back and execute in a critical situation, take the clock down, you know, and win it on our terms.
I love that guy. As a coach, I like him. I mean, sometimes he could be a jerk to the media. I know he certainly rubbed Amy Adams, the owner of the Tennessee Titans, the wrong way because he actually knew what he was doing and she doesn't know squat about anything. The Patriots are back. They're on their way to being back. And I expect them to go 4-2. Congratulations to the Saints for winning a football game yesterday. But next up, well, the Patriots are going to go and handle business down in the Big Easy. And then the Buffalo Bills, what's next for them? After all these damn turnovers, they got Atlanta. They'll be right here in Georgia next Monday night. And I expect the Buffalo Bills to just run through the Falcons, who, well, they won a bye yesterday. I mean, there's nothing worse than having a bye. Isn't it too early to have a bye? That kind of sucks, right?
It depends how hurt you get in training camp. Because sometimes when you see, like, okay, the Vikings had a bye, J.J. McCarthy, have it early. You're thankful for that because you can get back to your starter and you get back to a routine and follow it out a strong second half. But traditionally, getting it a bye in the first five games stinks.
Yeah, nobody wants no damn bye this early. You want to break. You want to break midway through the season. You want to get the bumps and bruises out the way before you got to go out there and just kind of roll through the grind. So Atlanta was off yesterday after beating Washington. And the Buffalo Bills will be here, and I expect them to go 5-1. And the New England Patriots, good. Nothing spectacular, nothing crazy. But you got to take them serious. This is the first time since 2019, the last season of Tom Brady, where they've looked this good. Congratulations to the Patriots. Congratulations to their fans. They didn't lay an egg because last night, those are the type of games you go out there, and if you have a bad one, the next thing you know, people start going, oh, is Drake made a guy? You know, people all over America see him play for the first time, a nationally televised primetime game. And if he stinks, well, he's bad. He's not good. Oh, the Patriots. Oh, what are they going to do? But at least for one night, you know, things kind of they've been leveled out for the Patriots. And there's a lot of optimism. So we'll have this conversation with Tom Carroll from WEEI. He will be here in about 2 hours. We'll get his thoughts on the New England Patriots. Have they arrived or we got to wait just a little longer? And how hilarious is it, by the way, that we're still getting all these stories about how Bill Belichick doesn't want anything to do with the Patriots, pretty much instructing North Carolina social media team to not mention anything having to do with the Patriots, including their alum Drake May. Like, this is the type of guy that you need to be celebrating, and Bill Belichick is just, he's like being petty. Feelings are still hurt about the team that basically they fired him. He didn't leave on his own. It wasn't a mutual parting. It told him, hey, man, we want to go in a different direction. Let's do this in a nice way to not fire you. Okay, Bill Belichick got his own problems down at
at North Carolina. People are leaving in the first quarter. It's bad, okay, in North Carolina. So we'll get into some college football as well as we continue on in the show. Here's the number if you want to continue, you want to be a part of things. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got Tom Carroll coming your way in a couple of hours. Next hour, we're going to have a chat with Mark Ross from the NFL Network. You know, get his thoughts on everything that has taken place yesterday. Obviously, we'll give you a preview of what you can expect tonight. Monday night football between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Chiefs just last week looked like they might be on their way to being dead and buried, especially if they took an L to the Ravens, who have their own problems. But the Kansas City Chiefs have an opportunity tonight to tie for first place in the AFC West. We got the Dodgers and the Phillies going at it right now. Lizardo on the mound. The Dodgers already trying to go out here and score runs. So we're going to keep you up to date with all of it. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about the ugly. Yeah, the New England Patriots. Well, they were good. We'll get into the New York Jets. Yeah, they're the ugly. We'll talk about them on the other side. Is Aaron Glenn going to be a guy who gets one season to coach because the New York Jets just look bad? Doesn't look like there's any hope. They just look pathetic. We'll talk about the Jets on the other side and then, you know, figure out what's going on with Mark Sanchez. What a weekend he had. What a weekend. Getting stabbed and then getting charged with a felony. What a world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we took a look at the AFC East to start the show. New England Patriots make a big splash, getting a victory yesterday against the Buffalo Bills, giving them their first loss of the season. And then, well, earlier in the day, don't expect to see them on Sunday Night Football. The New York Jets took a loss. It's something that the Jets are used to. The New York Jets end up losing 0-5 to the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, Dak Prescott went out there and had 4 touchdown passes. At one point in time, the New York Jets, the final score was 37-22. At one point in time, the Jets were losing 30-3. This was a home game for the New York Jets. Like, people paid their hard-earned money to go out there and watch the New York Jets just stink. Like, they're bad. You got a first-year head coach in Aaron Glenn. You got Justin Fields, who's trying to turn his career around. Well, you know, he's basically at this point destined to be a backup whenever this nightmare ends for the New York Jets. They got, 12 more games to play? What are the Jets going to pick up? 3 wins? Maybe one of them by accident? Maybe all 3 will be by accident. The New York Jets are just... they're looking at a place and stage where it just go get a draft pick, okay? Go end up with the number one overall pick and try to get your hands on a quarterback. This was bad. And Aaron Glenn, first-year coach, what the heck do you tell the public about a team that has no hope, about a team that's going absolutely nowhere? Aaron Glenn, I guess he just says, well, it's going to take some time.
It's going to take time, fellas. I mean, just because, you know, we're struggling this year. I talked to 2 guys this week. Again, I told you guys, Tony Dungy, Jimmy Johnson, they all had these issues early on. And listen, I'm not throwing any one of these guys out.
Man, you're the Jets. This is the Jets. Like, the New York Jets have an owner who had to defend himself from accusations and allegations that his teenage son was helping to provide, you know, scouting reports for the team based on video games. Like, these are the Jets. All right. I mean, if we go back, 25, 26 years? Yeah, Bill Belichick, when this man, Woody Johnson, was coming on to own the New York Jets, Bill Belichick said, no, thank you. I'm not going to be sinking with this ship. And he said, no, thanks. I'm leaving. I'm going up to New England, and we've seen what's taking place with the Patriots. Not so much recently or when Bill Belichick left, but we see what they've done. The Jets are a joke. I don't know if Aaron Glenn is going to be around next year if they're this pathetic. They are a laughingstock right now. They can't generate any offense. The defense is just listless. It's like the guys just don't care. Sauce Gardner, it's one of the highest paid cornerbacks in the entire NFL. He was asked after the game yesterday, bro, why y'all suck so bad? He didn't even have an answer.
It was hard for me to sleep trying to see, like, dang, like, why are we not winning? Dang, why every time something going good for us, something bad, gotta take one step forward and bring us two steps back? Like, it's really been tough, like, trying to think of what, pinpoint what it really is.
Oh, boy, you don't have a quarterback. Justin Fields is not the guy. You don't have enough offensive firepower. You don't have talent enough throughout the roster. You got a first-year head coach. Other teams are just better than you. That's just what it is. Now, if you want to hear somebody delusional, I don't know if you want to call this guy a leader, if you want to say he's off his rocker. Justin Fields, looking at the 0-5 New York Jets, Justin Fields says that they can still go out there and make the postseason. What else is he going to say? Let's pack it up. Let's go home. Listen to this delusional man.
This is the first time for everything, brother. But like I said, the team is good. Like I said, we have a locker room full of warriors, a locker room full of men that want to get better. But like I said, I mean, we're not looking at, you know, no team has ever made the playoffs after 0-5 start. You know, we that's the goal at the end of the day.
Yeah. We got good players. We got a good team. No. It's very clear. And I think Bill Parcells said it, former New York Jets coach. You are what your record says you are. You're 0-5. You got zero wins. There's nothing good about that. You're not a good football team. You're a bad football team. And things are not going to get any better. The only accurate statement that Justin Fields made right then and there is that no NFL team has ever started a season at 0-5 and made the playoffs. The San Diego Chargers, back in 92, they started 0-4 and they got in. Okay, but 0-5, throw it out the window. Batra, you sat there and watched that whole game yesterday?
Yeah, I was at a restaurant bar, it was on there, and a lot of the TVs had it on because it was, of course, a bar in New York. It was rough. Just because the Ravens were getting blown out, I don't care about the Giants. It was painful. Very painful.
You think they're going to pick up 3 wins this year? They'll get 3, right?
No.
Damn.
There's something at the foundation wrong with the Jets. And every coach that comes in tries to change it. You have Salah and his positivity, his celebrations on the sideline, doesn't fix it. You have Adam Gase with his genius mentality. Of course, he stated genius.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing is fixed. And you can bring in talent, Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson. Sam Darnold's now a solid quarterback, Zach Wilson backup. But it just, everything points to Woody Johnson and the failures with the Jets. Either he's meddling too much with roster construction or putting too much pressure on the leadership to make certain decisions. And it's time and time and time again. It's just going to keep going until, I don't want to say he sells the team.
Oh, my God. Well, is he going to sell? This guy's a Johnson & Johnson heir. This guy's family's been selling Band-Aids and gauze and medicine for years. I don't know why he would want to go ahead and sell the team. And you think about the Jets and how many games they'll win. Yeah, you're right, Botcher. 3 games might be generous. Unfortunately for the New York Jets, unfortunately for the wonderful people in the United Kingdom, the Jets are on their way to London. They're going to take on the Denver Broncos. And damn it, we just saw what the Denver Broncos did to the world champion Philadelphia Eagles, given in their first loss of the season. The Jets have Denver. They got the Panthers. Maybe they can get something versus the Panthers, maybe. Cincinnati. You know, the Bengals have to go out there and figure out their quarterback situation. They got Cleveland. Then they got New England. Baltimore. Who knows what Baltimore will look like come next month. Atlanta, Miami, Jacksonville, New Orleans, New England, and Buffalo again. So I don't know. The Jets got to pick up a victory somewhere. Somebody has to lay an egg against the New York Jets once or twice. And the bad thing is, that wasn't even the biggest L that the New York Jets took this weekend. Their former quarterback, Mark Sanchez, who's now calling games for Fox, man, it started going off. Oh, Mark Sanchez got stabbed, critical condition. It's like, damn, what the hell was he doing on a Friday night, early Saturday morning? Nothing good happens that late or that early. And, well, apparently he got himself in quite a bit of trouble. Listen to this report from ABC News.
Former New York Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez is facing misdemeanor charges after an alleged drunken fight with a truck driver.
I'll be following the medic to Eskenazi. Patient's critical right now.
Police say Sanchez approached a 69-year-old truck driver in the loading dock of a downtown Indianapolis hotel. The driver told police Sanchez smelled of alcohol and his speech was slurred. Court records say Sanchez climbed into the truck and prevented the driver from calling for help before there was a fight, and Sanchez shoved the driver. Sanchez ended up pepper sprayed and stabbed multiple times after the driver told police he thought to himself, this guy's trying to kill me.
Damn. Damn, what was Mark Sanchez drinking? Whoa, okay, I've never heard a cross word or a bad thing said about Mark Sanchez. He's over here assaulting truck drivers. He was in Indianapolis to call a football game, the Colts game. Ended up putting Brady Quinn in his spot, and he ends up getting stabbed. And he's now facing a felony battery charge. Okay, these guys were fighting over a parking dispute, and apparently Mark Sanchez wanted him to move the truck. He was running wind sprints. Hey, listen, people, alcohol can make you do some wild, wild things. 38-year-old Mark Sanchez. Now, I've met Mark Sanchez. I've hung out with Mark Sanchez. I've been golfing with him. It was like a decade ago. Very nice guy. Yeah, I'm glad I wasn't drinking with him. Damn. Damn, damn, damn. Bacha, did the Jets take another loss, or is there anything else that we missed?
I think one of the few good moments we've had is with Sanchez, so this is obviously a loss.
Oh, my God. He got pepper sprayed, stabbed, and then he got arrested after the fact. I'm like, what? You laying up in a hospital bed, and then you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, my injuries, I got stabbed, I'm bleeding, I'm hurt. And they go, yeah, nah, bro, we're gonna arrest you. Just strap you to that bed. What a world. Damn. New York Jets. Mark Sanchez don't have a damn thing to do with them today. But that's a very New York Jets thing to happen. Oh, damn. Damn, damn, damn. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, you know what? I told you, the New York Jets, things aren't going to get any better for them. Next up for the Jets, the Broncos in London. Yeah, Denver Broncos, they handled business against the Philadelphia Eagles. We're going to get into that on the other side of the break. Because the Eagles, well, you got a lot of their fans. They were looking for something. They were just finding every reason possible to take a dump on a team that just won a championship, that was winning games but didn't do it in sexy fashion. Well, because they lost now, you got a lot of fans who are just going to beat up on the Eagles. Oh, yeah, it's open season on that offense, how they're running, how they're passing, how they're running, what they're doing, what they're not doing. We'll talk about the Eagles in Denver on the other side of the break. Speaking of Philly, oh, yeah, there is a baseball game, National League Division Series matchup going on in Philly right now. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Eagles in Denver. But let's see what's going on in the Major League Baseball playoffs. Let's see what else is going on in the world of sports. It is time for a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. 888-710-4ISN is the number. We talked about the Buffalo Bills going down. Now have a loss on their ledger. They're 4-1. We talked about the New York Jets. The New York Jets know about losing. They're used to it. They are 0-5. And next up for them, well, you got the Denver Broncos in London. Well, yesterday, the Denver Broncos, they handled some business. Because the Broncos, they beat the Eagles 21-17. So they are no more undefeated teams in the NFL this year. The Eagles get their first loss as well. They are now 4-1. Denver, they improved their record to 3-2. At one point in time, the Broncos, they were down by 14 points. It looked like this one was in the bag for the Philadelphia Eagles. But Bo Nix, well, he helped orchestrate a game-winning drive, got the ball to Evan Engram, scored a touchdown, and Philadelphia just, they completely fell apart. And it appears that they're falling apart in the locker room because, hey, I guess if you have enough success, you know, people are already trying to find things to go wrong. Just last week, A.J. Brown complaining on social media about his touches, how many passes are coming his way. Well, yesterday, it appears that the Eagles tried to overcorrect that in the wrong way. Jalen Hurts threw yesterday the ball 38 times. He threw the ball 38 times. Sometimes you look at an Eagles box score and you'll say, damn it, does he throw the ball at all? It's like, oh, he threw the ball 10 times, 15 times, 38 times? Devontae Smith was the main beneficiary. 8 catches, 114 yards. But then you got A.J. Brown. He had 5 catches. 43 yards on 8 targets. That's not a whole hell of a lot now, is it? And ultimately, when you look at the balance between running the football, which is the Eagles' strength, and throwing it, which is not what you want to do if you're the Eagles, you're a power football team, Hurts threw 38 times. They rushed only 11 times. Let me say that again. The Philadelphia Eagles, tush push, bully you at the line of scrimmage, 11 rushes? Like, is this just waking up and going, oh, my God, we have to listen to A.J. Brown? We're not throwing the football enough, so we just have to make this guy happy? Nah, do what wins you the game. And then so ultimately they lost, and they didn't just lose. A.J. Brown was criticized at one point in time for not finishing up a route. And so he throws, well, he's on the receiving end of a pass from Jalen Hurts, and it appears that there was either a lack of communication. Did he stop running his route? Did he give up? And this is what the Eagles have to think about right now. They're 4-1. This is only their second loss in 22 games dating back to last season. And now it's just, oh, well, is our wide receiver being a diva? Is our wide receiver being a whole pain in the ass? Saquon Barkley, not a wide receiver, running back. He says, you know what? Things are getting tough right now in the locker room.
Now we have adversity, really adversity, like our first real adversity. Like, we lost a football game. We haven't lost a football game since Washington last year. So, we got a lot of guys banged up. We got to get healthy and got to come to work.
Yeah, well, let's see how this works out. A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts, are they going to be at each other's necks? Or is this going to be a situation that just kind of goes away throughout the course of the season? With A.J. Brown, it appears that things never go away. I mean, even when they're winning, the guy is complaining. What about that pass? Did he stop running the route? Were you confused about where the ball was going? Like, what's going on? Listen to A.J. Brown talk about this missed opportunity to help them win the game.
From my point of view, we just missed.
It looked like you slowed up on the play. Did you not think the ball was coming your way, or what happened with that?
I didn't think the ball was coming. When I looked up, I didn't see the ball. When I looked back, I didn't see the ball. And then the ball was thrown. So, like I said, we just missed.
We just missed. He's basically blaming the quarterback. I didn't do nothing wrong. The guy just missed me. What is he going to do? Read a book on his while he's running the route the next time as well? Devontae Smith, I told you about the big game that he had. 114 yards in the air. Devontae Smith says that, yeah, there was some miscommunications between, you know, getting the plays across here.
I wouldn't say out of balance. I think it was just, you know, based on what they were doing. They were playing a good little bit of man. We like our chances when teams play us man, but we have to be on the same page on certain things. And, like I said, we just shot ourselves in the foot at times.
No, they just shot themselves in the foot. Oh, look, ain't no football team going to win every single game. Nobody's going undefeated. You know, it's not a birthright for the Philadelphia Eagles to never lose. And I know there's a lot of people in Philly right now losing their minds. Well, how are we going to repeat? And what are they doing out there on the offense? Why did they only rush the football 11 times? You got a rushing quarterback built like a tank in Jalen Hurts, and then you have a literal tank of a running back in Saquon Barkley. What are we doing? Wild stuff. Nick Sirianni yesterday asked if the offense was balanced out. 38 passes, 11 rushes. This is what Nick Sirianni, the genius, had to say.
You know, obviously we want to be able to, just like, you know, when we talk about, you know, getting AJ the ball or Devontae the ball or Saquon the ball, we all want to get them all the ball as much as we possibly can. Dallas as well. Obviously we want to run the ball more than we were able to today today. You know, you always want to have come out of that game with Saquon getting enough touches because of the type of player he is. So we'll look for solutions, and, you know, we're on a short week trying to get better to put ourselves in position to go play against another NFC East opponent.
Ooh, he didn't want to say the name of the team. Thursday night football. This is going to be fun. Well, not if you're a Giants fan. It's going to be the Eagles and the Giants. Yeah, the Eagles have a short time frame to turn things around. And what better team to do it against than the New York Giants? I mean, they lost to the Saints yesterday. Looked like they were doing good, and then not so much. Congratulations to the Saints, but we'll get there. At least these Eagles could bounce back. At least they only got to suffer for a few days. At least Nick Sirianni doesn't have to answer any more questions about how bad they looked. Today, Nick Sirianni spoke to the media, and he was asked about A.J. Brown. Hey, did this guy quit? Did he give up? Like, well, what's going on here, coach?
I look back at that and definitely see the reroute, affected us. That's for sure. That's what defenses do. I mean, sometimes you're expecting a certain look. They give you a different look, or they reroute within the middle of it. That definitely affected it. I'm not here to assign blame to, we're just looking for solutions. You know, that's what we're doing. That's what today was about. That's what the rest of the week will be about, to find solutions. But I definitely think that the reroute affected the play.
Oh, yeah, I'm the coach. I don't want to tick any of my players off, because if the player starts saying things and it comes after me, I don't want to make my wide receiver mad. Like, that's basically what Nick Sirianni said in a nutshell. He doesn't want to rock the boat any more than it's already rocked. A.J. Brown, week after week after week, a team is 4-0, and he's just making things very, very uncomfortable. And sure, everybody wants to be paid. Everybody wants to put up the stats. You want to put up the numbers so you can get paid. Are you looking out for you? You looking out for the team? You thinking about your bank account? You thinking about W's? I think most of us would agree, hey, I need to get mine first. I need my money. I need to think about my next contract. I need to think about what my next bunch of checks look like. Philadelphia Eagles as a team, they'll be fine. The only thing that could sink this team, and this is any NFL franchise, injuries. That's number one. And number two, we hear this a lot when it comes down to the champions and championship teams and who's going to win. It's ego. Are you going to think about yourself before you think about the team? Only thing that could bring this down outside of injury, A.J. Brown. Is he going to be a jackass? Is he going to be a distraction? Every single week, how many passes did he catch? How many times was he targeted? How many times was the ball thrown his way? Now, where's the balance on the Eagles' offense? Are they trying to placate this man a little too much? The name of the game first is to go out there and win. It doesn't matter who gets the damn ball. But good luck to them. As I said, the Eagles, next up, they got the New York Giants Thursday Night Football. If the Eagles lose to the Giants, then they have a major, major problem. After that, they got Minnesota as well. Who knows? Maybe J.J. McCarthy will be back at that point. Also, congratulations to the team that actually beat him. Came back and beat him. We talked about young one quarterback in Drake May. The Denver Broncos, they got Bo Nix. He helped them win at the end of the game, catching Evan Engram. You got Sean Payton, who now has more career victories than his mentor in Bill Parcells. And Sean Payton is like, oh, yeah, my team is actually getting better. This is what he had to say about his team beating the defending champs.
You don't get a chance to play in these games that have a ton of upside. Now, don't get me wrong, there's downside, but there's a ton of upside relative to defining like what you become. And this is one of them. I think they were confident coming in.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is what you want. You got a young team. You want to beat the defending champs. You want them to have some type of confidence. I mean, dating back to last year, the Denver Broncos have been one of the best defensive teams in the entire NFL. And they're playing classic football. Hey, Bo Nix, do me a favor. Don't turn the football over. Let's run the rock. Let's allow our defense to go out here and get the job done. And yesterday, coming back from 14 points down, you got to give them credit for that. That's not an easy feat. These Denver Broncos are going to be around here throughout the course of the season. Let's see if they can get into the playoffs. They are currently 3-2. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, let me tell you another team. They're trying to go 3-2 tonight. Matter of fact, they are trying to tie for a division lead in the AFC West. I'm talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. In a little more than an hour, the Chiefs are going to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jags are 3-1. The Chiefs are 2-2. It looked like they were cooked about a week ago. The Kansas City Chiefs are like, hey, we're not done yet. Let's see if they can get another victory tonight. We'll talk about this Monday Night Football matchup between Kansas City and Jacksonville. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.